paid for all these things? They let people in the stadium?
Not even half.
More and more.
They're, I'm happy for them. Keeps the guy busy. Not they'd be rioting about George Floyd, you know what I mean? No, he was found guilty and everything.
Oh, who's
acquitted?
I can't
acquit him. But the trial was as fair as what's in the thing. How could a guy get a fair trial in a matzav like this? It's impossible. If they would have acquitted him, the country would have burned. So how can anybody acquit him? He's a carbon. I don't care, but he's a carbon. Anyway, Zakh to Mishnah. Let's learn Torah. Now, Vayin of an Aleph, Mishnah, beginning in a Perek, Aro, V'chalat, Meim, L'yechlu, B'truma. Yesterday I left off with the shailus achreinim of a guy who's a hemophiliac and cannot have a breast. Is there any way he can do gerus? So it's interesting, the Sri Deyesh has a tshuva, and he says that the halacha talks about a person that a guy wants to be megayer, who lost his male organ. It was nichras, for whatever reason doesn't exist. And halacha paskins that he can become a ger without bris milah. But the Sri Deyesh differentiates. Their pshat is, he's like a woman, meaning there is no makam hamilah. So pshat is, since there's no makam hamilah, he can't do bris. So he can become a ger without bris. Mashenkin, here there is a makam hamilah. So even Rabbeinu Tam, he says, this is what the Sri Deyesh taught us, is a difference between a yid, who's an aro, who can't do the mitzvah of milah, to a guy who needs the bris to make him a yid. And therefore, you can't say he's in a sakana, he can't do bris, he can't become a ger without a bris. It's unlike the person that doesn't have a male organ that can't do the bris because there's no place for a bris. Here it's a side issue, as important as it is, the Sri Deyesh paskins, and I don't think anybody argues, that a guy who can't do a bris milah because of health reasons cannot become a ger. They talk about, can the bris be done by laser? If the bris can be done by burning off the arla using laser, because laser doesn't make the guy bleed. I think it cauterizes the blood. What? It cauterizes it as it cuts, as it burns, or whatever it does, and they talk about it. So the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Usner, has a tshuva on it, and he says it's not preferable, because it's not the way milah was done, meant to be done with atzavas bris. However, he says, given a circumstance that a person can't have a regular bris, this would remove the arla, and he would not be considered an aro. That's what the Rav Usner paskins, but not to make a bracha ala milah. So it's not to make the bracha, but the person would not be considered an aro, because the bottom line is they took the arla off, which is the chiyuv of milah. He says, however, to make a bracha, this is not what the Torah had in mind, so to speak. And therefore, he wouldn't make a bracha, but he holds that the person is not an oro, a person who can have a bris done in a regular way, can have it done by laser. That's what he paskins, the Rav Usner. I thought it was interesting that he paskins that bris can be done through laser. Okay. Dr. Mishnevite. I don't know if I did the word Nisheim Vavdeim Rashi. Aro Kain Shemesu Achamach Vesvilim Nisheim Vavdeim Yoichlu the Mishim Arlis V'tumar Le'navki Mechal Kehanim. It doesn't remove them from being a Kayan. Inu Gufayu Mechasri Tkanta. They have a technical difficulty in eating Truma, but they are Kehanim, and therefore their wives can eat Truma, their Avadim can eat Truma, even though they can't. But it's not because anything is lacking in their Kehuna. There's nothing lacking. Unfortunately, it's a technicality. And therefore, it doesn't affect the ability for them to feed their wives and avadim. Psuadaka is someone whose testicles have been crushed. What does he say?
Wounded or crushed.
Krushavcha is someone whose male organ has been cut. What does he say?
Severed.
Okay. Heim v'abdeim yoichlu. They can eat. There's nothing, meaning they can eat truma. There's no reason they can't. Their avadim can eat truma, but nisheim lo yoichlu. Their wives can't because they're not allowed to live with their wives. And if they live with their wife, they turn her into a zayna or a halala, whatever they turn her into, and she can't eat truma. So therefore, they're not allowed to be married. A person's not allowed to marry. A Ptua Daka is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. And even if he married her and now became a Ptua Daka Krushavcha, he can't stay married to her. And therefore, theoretically, he can stay married. He can't have any relationship. And therefore, if she had a relationship with him, she becomes possible from eating truma.
But he never...
I think it's the Yerushalmi. They bring down two reasons why a person... testicles are called daka, ptua daka. Either because they're between the person's legs and they always get crushed, so to speak, between his legs, or because when a person sits, it's the lowest part of his body. And daka means low. That's the two pshatim they say in the word daka.
But they never lived together.
If they never lived together from when he became a ptua daka and a krushavcha, harelu yaklu. They can still eat truma because they are aishus kayin and nothing's wrong with them. However, if they ever have a relationship, then they become pasul. Now the Gemara brings this earlier in the Masechta by the shayla mishtameres labi apsula. If you remember, an amana who did eris into a kain gadol, there was ma'aris and amana. There was a machloikas. It was the giyas man according to Mishnah Rishayna. Can she eat truma? And one of the other said no, because she's headed for a B.M. Sula, and one of the other said yes. So the Gemara brings this in, and the Gemara answers, Shkvar Achla. Here it's different because she already ate Truma, so we don't take her right away because she's Mishtameris to B.M. Sula. So therefore, we allow her to continue eating until she has a B.M. Sula, if she ever has one. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Nishayim Shabtsua Daka Khrushchev Chalo Yechlu. The Shavya Chalala Bebiyasam, the Rishayim are bothered with that Rashi's word, because the correct word, they think the Rishayim should be the Shavya Zayna Bebiyasam, because it's not a Psul Kahuna, it is a Psul Kol. And usually we say Psul Kahuna makes a Chalala, Psul Kol makes a Zayna. So they zero in on this word in Rashi, Sharei Nivalu Lepasala, because she lives with somebody that's Pasul. Bimba Yada, he didn't live with her after he became a Ptua Daka or Krushavcha. And she had been married, meaning she didn't marry him as a Ptua Daka or Krushavcha. She married him as a healthy Jewish man, who unfortunately, something caused him to become a Ptua Daka or a Krushavcha. And therefore, the halacha is she can still eat truma unless they live together again. Then she becomes either a Chalala or a Zayna, and she cannot eat truma.
She has to separate from him if it happens afterwards?
Maybe. Yeah, she has to separate because it's not like a nida. See, by a nida, we trust the husband because she's going to become mutter to him. She will never become mutter to him. So we don't allow yichud.
Wow. Even though they started their marriage behind
them? 100%. Theoretically, they can stay married, but they wouldn't be able to live together in one room. They would have to be in a way that there's no yichud. Not live with a Jewish woman.
But it means marriage, though. So Yavli should not come into marriage?
Well, again, even if he's married, he cannot continue his marriage. But now, the Rishonim ask a kasha here, or Rachman, I don't know who asked this kasha. L'chaira, this should be, the woman should be able to eat truma, because it's not zaret l'miyikara. We learned last week that a lav that kicks in later, but wasn't there to begin with, a woman does not passel a woman from eating truma. Magzi grusha, right? A guy took his grusha back. Halacha was, I can't help it. Magzi grusha, a guy took his grusha back, and even though he violated a lav, she does not become passel to eat truma. And the Gemara said, because it's not Zaret Lamikara, she was allowed to marry him at one point, unlike a Mamzer Nasan Kusi Abed, that she was never mother to. So they asked, so Ptua Daka and Krushavcha is not Zaret Lamikara. She was married to him legally. Everything was fine and wonderful. This is a lav that came later in life. Why is that different than Magzi Grushasai? Why over here does she become possible for Itruma if he lives with her? Why is it different than when the guy remarried his Grusha that he wasn't allowed to? It doesn't affect your status of eating truma. That's the question they ask.
Good question.
What? So they want to answer that there's a difference. By Machzid Rushasoi, it is a unique issue to this woman. Meaning, the man and the woman can marry everybody else. Neither of the two has any restrictions. They can't marry each other. So then we say, since it's not Zaretz L'miyikara, and it's a law from this man to this woman, Mashenken, this Tzuvadaka can't marry anybody now. So even though it wasn't Zaretz L'miyikara, but since it passes him to everybody, we don't say that welcome to Zaretz L'miyikara.
Well, what's the difference?
That's what, I'm telling you what they say.
I would say the opposite. I would say, since it's uttered between them only, like if that's
No, because then, since it wasn't Zaretz L'miyikara, and it's only her and him.
No, only her, that makes it worse. Meaning, it's only because it's between
No, it doesn't make it worse. That's what it's saying.
I know, I'm trying to say differently.
But again, then you're making the question stronger.
I know.
Okay, so therefore the answer has to be the other way.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Well, if not, you have a good question. Now the Mishnah explains.
What language is Daka?
Daka. Ani Sheikh Hashem is Sheikhin is Daka. Daka. It depends how you translate Daka. If you learn Daka crushed, it says to crush. Hadek Heitev is a word Dak to be crushed something.
With a kuf.
Now Hadek is with a kuf, but there is a word to crush in Hilchos Shabbos. Dicha. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos talks about Dicha. To crush something. That's one word. Then there's a word daka that means low. Shem is sheichin
is
daka.
Is it Lashon Kodesh or is it not around?
It's all, it's a pasuk in the Chumash.
Oh, yeah, but sometimes you see that.
No, this is Lashon Kodesh.
Not around
it.
Like
no, this is Lashon Kodesh. I told you, Shalmi has two translations of the word. And one, he says it comes from the root of crushed because that's a part of the body that's always crushed by the legs. That's why that part of the body is called daka. The other pshat is because when a person sits, it's the lowest part of his body, and therefore it's called daka. That's what the Yishap means, that two pshat and why it's called daka. But either way, anything that his testicles were wounded, even one of them, if the git is touched above the atara, meaning closer away from the body, the atara is the top of a person's male organ, is a raised part. That raised part is called the atara. Once the male organ hits the atara, it's no longer an essential part of the male organ. The male organ's essential parts are up to the atara. Past the atara, it's basar ba'alma. Therefore, if it gets severed over there and there's something left, a little bit, above the atara, that's enough to make him kosher. Rashi. Zakt Rashi, v'mishtayim atara, shenichnas mi'atara ve'elach. Severed from the atara and on, the hasam bistra ba'alma hu v'lay gid. It is considered flesh and it is not considered part of the organ. She'ein gid el ma'atara ve'elach l'tzad ha'guf. The gid is from the atara towards the body. Atara, what is atara? Zotrashi, shuras baster hamakefes b'mokam hamilam begayva, to raise thing, the shefeya the yared atzayva, and then it goes down till the end of the organ. So that is called the atara. That part of the organ is called the atara.
Corona.
Sorry?
They call it a corona.
Corona? Okay. Something about Tanya. Amar Abelazer. Minayin la'aro she'enaychu b'truma. How do I know an aro can't eat truma? Where does the Torah say that an aro cannot eat truma? There is no pasuk that says an aro cannot eat truma. The answer is, now, what he's going to say now, the Gemara is going to explain later how it works, but we're going to read him now and see what he says, read Rav Akiva now, and then go back and explain each one of the two. Nemar taisha v'socher b'pesach. It says by Pesach, Taishav and Socher lo yechol bay. A Taishav and a Socher, which is a paladic thing, as we will see, cannot eat the carbon Pesach. But Namar, Taishav and Socher b'truma. Also says by Truma, Taishav and Socher lo yechol bay. That it does say. So therefore, since it says by both of them, Taishav and Socher, it's very shava. Ma taisha b'sachar amr b'pesach aru aser bay. Since by Pesach, where the Torah said a Taisha and a Sachar can't eat Pesach, it doesn't mean Aro. Taisha and Sachar does not mean Aro. But Pesach has the halacha that Aro is Aser. So Zeresh Shava passes on that those who can't eat Pesach cannot eat Truma. Rashi. Taisha and Sachar and Truma, the Chsiv Taisha and Chayim and Sachar and Yechu Kodesh. Now, this is a Peladik Zeresh Shava, and the Gemara will zero in on it, because it really is a very difficult Gzeresh Shava, but the Gemara will zero in on it as we go along. Rabbi Kiva, I may end the Tzarech. Rabbi Kiva says, I don't need a Gzeresh Shava. Haroimer ish. It says ish, ki yatame, right? Uses the word ish. The Rab is for Aro. Ish to say, Aro is like tame. I don't need a Gzeresh Shava. It says ish, ki yatame, can't eat kachim, can't eat truma. Tame can't eat truma is a pasuk. And it says ish. That extra ish is to include an oral. Rashi, ish mizera aaron behu teruah izav, the rabbi's oral. Ketame eto achilas truma. The Baha'i's krog, truma ksev. In the pasuk that talks about the tame, it talks about not eating truma. Ksev? Uba ha-shemesh v'toher, the sun sets and it becomes tahar. V'yakha yechum and akachim. Then he eats kachim. That tells me, Dainu Truma, the Sagule Beherim Shemesh. The Gemara figures out later on that refers to Truma. That Truma is what he can eat once the sun sets. So even though he uses the word Kachim, the Gemara later in this Perek explains that Pasuk is referring to Truma, which he can eat at Herim Shemesh. Kachim really has to wait to the next morning for those who have to bring a carbon, like a Tzimitzaira or a Zav. Right, a Matzaira and Zav have to bring a carbon. They can't eat Kachim at night. They have to wait till the next morning. And the Gemara proves that later on. So we'll leave it for now. But the Gemara later on will prove that that when it says, Acha Yechum and Akachim at the night, it means Truma. Zag the Gemara back. Amar Mar. We are now going to explain Rabbi Eliezer's Gzeir Shava. Amar Mar. Rabbi Eliezer, I mer, Nemar Tosha V'Socher V'Pesach. V'nemer Taishav and Socher b'Truma. Says the word Taishav and Socher by Pesach, and it says Taishav and Socher by Truma. That creates a Gzeirah Shava. Now I'm going to introduce something that we're going to have more extensively on the Amud Beis. There are three kinds of Gzeirah Shavas. One is called Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, one is called Mufna Mitzad Echad, and one is called Not Mufna. That means, sometimes you have a Gzeirah Shava. The both psukim are not necessary for Parsha Pshat. Whatever they're telling me, I would have known anyway. They're extra psukim. The psukim are there for Gzeirah Shava purposes, both of them. Pasuk A and Pasuk B, that makes the best Gzeirah Shava. You cannot question a Gzeirah Shava like that, because the Gzeirah Shava is handed down by Sinai, and this kind of Gzeirah Shava was handed down with the rule that even though logically the comparison doesn't make sense, the Torah said compare them anyway. That is what Gzeirah Shava is. It's not a logical comparison. It is a Gzeirah Shava. Hashem and Sinai gave us Gzeirah Shavas. And Gzeirah Shava of a psukim that are totally extra are unquestionable with logic.
Why does Rabbi say psukim without word?
Word, same thing, sorry. Word, you're right, word. The second Gzeirah Shava is when one of the two words not change, not psukim. One of the two words are extra. The other one is not. So there is a machloikas tanoim. One time it says, you cannot question it with logic. It's still a strong enough Gzeirah Shava. The rules of Gzeirah Shava are you can't question with logic, applies to that kind of a Gzeirah Shava as well. The other Bali Amar says no. Once it's only one word extra, the Torah gave us the Gzeirah Shava, but we have a right to use logic to direct the Gzeirah Shava. Because without the Gzeirah Shava, we might not have given a Malkus or done anything, passed on the severity. But the Gzeirah Shava's base has to make logical sense. If it doesn't make logical sense, you cannot use a Gzeirah Shava that only has one word extra. It's Machloikas Tanoim. That's called Mufna Mitzad Echad L'Meidah V'Ei Mashivin, One of the Amrit says, open a word on one side. You learn it, and no questions are allowed to be asked. And the other Mandi Amrit says, no, it is a Gzeira Shava. It can pass on a lav. It's not like a logic only, which can't pass on a punishment. But it has to make logical sense. The third kind of Gzeira Shava is when both words aren't extra. When both words aren't extra, everybody agrees that those kind of Gzeira Shavas need logic also. If it doesn't have logic, you cannot use Gzeira Shava. So why do I need Gzeira Shava if I can logically compare them? The answer is, for punishment's sake. Logic cannot create a punishment, Gzeira Shava can. So if the Gzeira Shava is between a logical comparison, but the strength of Gzeira Shava allows you to use it for punishment. So there are three levels of Gzeira Shava. So we're trying to figure out this Gzeira Shava between Pesach and Truma, from the word Taisha B'Sachar by Pesach and Taisha B'Sachar by Truma, is this, what level Gzeira Shava is this at? Zok to Gemara.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question? Rabbi, can I ask a quick question? So Gzeira Shava is handed down. At what stage may one challenge it if it's been handed down for, let's say, 25 generations? At what stage?
It's handed down for 25 generations. The question is, there are three levels of Gzeira Shava handed down. Those are handed down with two extra psukim. They can't be questioned ever. Those are handed down with one extra pasuk. There's an argument in Tanoim whether they can be questioned or not. And again, I want to stress, they can be questioned to use them in the way we like to use them. But ultimately, we do use them in a logical way, and it has more strength than a logical comparison because we can pass punishments as well. Gzeira Shava has a right to say, if you punish an A, you punish a B. A logic cannot do that. But
yeah.
you need logic. But not, can't use the Gzeira Shava for that. You have to find it for something else. Let me try to explain. The Gzeira Shavas that are handed down do not come with applications. They come with words that we're supposed to use and apply. The rules of Gzeira Shava tell us how to apply it. So if it's a Gzeira Shava that's only has one extra word, according to one Tana, it's applicable whether it's logical or not. The other Tana says you can only apply it to things that make sense, not to things that don't make sense.
Are you permitted to interpret the Gzeira Shava, whether it's open, closed, half open? Are you able to interpret it differently than the person that passed it down to you?
If it's, let me put it this way. In my understanding, if it's an open Gzeira Shava, yes, you can interpret it differently than it was handed down to you, because all he could hand down to you is the concept of Gzeira Shava. The application is based on logic, and you can use your logic in determining whether it's a good comparison or not.
Okay. So the fact of the Gzeira Shava is being handed down to you, it's open generation to generation. You're not locked into your Rebbe's interpretation of it. What you have in your hand is the Gzeira Shava.
Depending which kind of Gzeira Shava it is.
Yeah, I understand.
Gzeira Shava that no word is open, then nobody can interpret it any way they want to. They're stuck with its full, what word am I looking for? Full package of what we learn from it. Cannot use logic to determine how to use it, because it's a Gzeira Shava. The Torah compared the two, and you cannot use logic to direct that.
Scope?
Maybe the whole scope. Yeah, but if you like that word, we'll use that word.
All the implications.
So something about Amamar. Rabbi Elazar, I'm a Nematai Shusachar B'Pesach. The Nematai Shusachar B'Truma. Ma'atai Shusachar B'Pesach Aro Asumai. Just like by Pesach and Aro Asumai. Ma'atai Shusachar B'Truma Aro Asumai. Something about Mufta. This must be a Gzeira Shava, that the words are extra. The Lav Mufna.
If these are the words, Toshav Sachir, in both places, does that mean all the halakhas are the same, correct?
Again, Correct. Right.
I mean, everything. I mean, whatever halacha survived Pesach, I don't care what it would be, or who's eligible, who's not eligible, be the same thing by...
Unless there is a specific pasuk that changes it.
Break a bone, you can't cook it in water.
No, that's not the eligibility of who can eat. See, even Abraham, when he worded his question, was very careful to say in the eligibility of who can eat. The Xerishabba is who is allowed to eat. Theoretically speaking, without knowing any other facts, which we will find out as we go along, whoever can't eat Pesach can't eat Truma, correct?
That's what I meant.
Right.
But not other things like breaking the bone.
Exactly, would not be included. Correct. Correct.
How about the gavra, not the...
Correct. But we're going to see there are differences, but yes.
What is that
mean, Rashi? Again, I'm leaving this so generic because the Gemara is going to get into it. Right. Not the Gemara Mufna. It must be an open Zereshava. The Eloi Mufna. Because if these are words that are not available for Zereshava, how can I logically compare Tumma to Pesach when Pesach is so much more severe? If a person's Tumma eats carbon Pesach, he's Chayiv Karis. Right? A person that, Tumma means when the Pesach is Tumma, I believe. Right? The Pesach is Tumma. A person eats nicer, leftover Pesach is Chayiv Karis. A person eats Pigul. Carbon that was shechted with the wrong intentions, certain wrong intentions, eat out of time, gets karet. Truma doesn't have those things. So how can you learn a severity of Pesach to Truma when Pesach is so much more severe? Must be. Why? No, it's not. If a kain eats Tameh Truma, he doesn't even get Malkus. If a kain eats Truma left over, there's no such thing.
Maybe there is.
But there isn't.
No, maybe there is Shabbat.
But we know there isn't. There is no such concept.
What's nice
of it? Exactly.
No, but maybe the Gezeirah Shabbat is telling me now that you thought only these things apply to Truma. Guess what? You were wrong. The Gezeirah Shabbat says these things apply to Truma now.
Again, there is no pickle by Truma.
I don't.
There's no such thing. I can't help it. There is no nicer by Truma. There is no such thing. Pesach has halachas that Truma can't have. Now, Tameh, Truma could have, but there's a Beferish Apostic that says that Tameh, Truma does not get Malkus, does not get Karas. So we know they're different.
So I'll say, or all doesn't apply also.
You have a Pusik?
What?
You have a Pusik?
Does not like that?
Again, I told you. Zayr Shava compares everything unless there's a specific pasuk that says it's different.
So what pasuk tells me that there's no nicer by Truma?
There is no nicer because the Torah never told me to eat at a certain time. How can I make up halakha? The Torah never said
that. Pasuk says that a aro cannot eat
to Truma. Zayr Shava.
No, but.
Avram, you usually ask great questions. You know, this is just doesn't make any sense.
Heard Sridi
H
before?
I heard of Sridi H, yeah. Did you? Okay, we all complain, but go ahead. Right. No, he's saying that Avram's question doesn't stop because of that. I'm saying because the Torah never mentioned the concept. You can't make up nicer when there's no time limit. You can't make up pigle when there's no shchita zrika. What are you supposed to do? There's no such thing. Anyway, zoksigamar lie and truth afnuyim ofne. You should write. You should know. It is extra. The words are extra. Rashi. Zok Rashi, shekein chayavin alav kar mechatas am akvu pigle and noitzer betumas aguf lekulu bekaras lekachimu. Because it's kachim. Correct the Gemara.
Truma,
yes.
Truma is only in produce, right? Is there truma in meat?
No. What?
It's only truma in produce.
Correct.
It's a whole different ballgame. I mean, it's apples and meat, you know.
No, again, but that wouldn't be a slug up if you hold there's such a concept called nicer by truma. It would why we make it a terrible trouble. Okay, back to the Gemara. Correct the Gemara. Hi, Mufna. Which of the two is extra? Truma, Pesach, both? Either Truma, it's not true. Mitzvah Shini. I need the Pesukim by Truma. The Tanya. It says by Truma, Toshiv Kayan Vesocher, Vayaycho Kaidish. That's written by Truma. I know it calls it Kaidish, but it's written by Truma. Who is this Toshiv Kayan Vesocher? Zap the Braisa. Toshiv Zekonu Kinyan Ilam. Toshav is a Jew, an Eved Ivri, who was sold to a Yovel. He's a Nirsa. He was born, his ears were born, and he's now an Eved Ivri to a Yovel. So the owner has him to a Yovel. It can be all the way up to 49 years. He still can't eat Truma because he's a Yisrael. He's owned by the master only to a certain point. The master does not own him like he owns an Eved Kanani. And therefore, he cannot eat truma. He's Yisrael. Socher, Zekana King Yishanim. Guy who's bought for 6 years, a Yisrael bought by a Kayin for 6 years, cannot eat truma. So the Brisa says, V'yayim etayshev, v'yayim etsocher. Once you tell me the guy sold for 49 years can't eat truma, for sure the guy sold for 6 years can't eat truma. The Brisa answers, Bani Yayim, and I would say, Kono King Yishanim, and I hope, Kana King Yishanim Lekoshke? A guy bought for 49 years can't eat Truma. So the guy only bought for 6 years is left acquired by the Kayan. For sure can't eat Truma. Ilu Kain, a Yisi Aimer, if it only say one Pasik, I would say Taishu Zek Kana King Yishanim. I would immediately say only the guy there for 6 years can't eat Truma. I have a Kana King Yishanim Michael. But somebody there for 49, I would say could. But Sucker, the limit out Taishu. That's why I need both. Once I have both, I say Toshav is the longer one and Sakha is the shorter one. But had it only said one, I would say only the shorter one. Shava b'shikana king yinaylam ein aichu. I need these sukkim. These sukkim teach me that an Eved Ivri of a Kayan can't eat truma. An Eved Kanani can. A guy, a Kayan buys an Eved Kanani. The guy's not even Jewish 100%. He can eat truma. What? Eved Kanani can eat truma. We had that Avdeyam yoichlu b'truma. King and Katabai. The Eved owns him, he can eat Truma. Yisrael, acquired by a Kayan, as an Eved Ivri, cannot eat Truma. He's not owned by the Kayan. He's not King and Kasvai. He's an employee. He's a long-term employee. He has certain halachas that no other employee has, but he's only an employee. He's not owned by his master. He's owned somewhat, but he doesn't have King and Kasvai. I need a pasuk to tell me that. If not, you would say, and Kayim buys an Eved Ivri Yisrael, he owns him, he can eat Truma. The Pasuk says, Taishav Kayim Vesachar Lo Yaichol Kaidish. Eved Ivri of a Kayim cannot eat Truma. The Pasuk is not extra. The Pasuk is necessary. Now, even though the Torah could have told me one and I would have figured out the other, it could have said Taishav was barred for 49 years. To Yaivo could be up to 49 years. And one bought for 6 years. Therese it would say one. I would say only the 6 year one can eat. But the one who sucks the Yaivo could. So I need two psukim. But they're not extra. So don't tell me that the words of Truma are extra. They're not extra. Rashi. Did I say a word about Pesach?
I'm curious.
So let's wait and see. At this point, we're talking about Truma.
Yeah, I know.
Rashi. I said this Zev Shabbat needs a lot of explanation. Rashi. Kana King and Ilam, Eved Ivri Hanirza. An Eved Ivri who's bored. I don't mean bored as sitting in shear and he's bored. He's bored, his ear is bored. Uba Kazal Ametcha. She ain't goofy Kana Lakayan. The Kayan doesn't own his body. She Akaleo Betruma Kiknati. She be able to feed him Truma. Kinyan Shanim. Stam Eved Shiaitza B'Shay Shanim. Eved that goes out in 6 years. Ilu Kain, so the Brisa asked why they'd have to say both. Had they only say one, then the Nemra Lutashem, Yisiyah Mirzak Karnakil and Shanim. Mishum Haki Asir Betruma. Bos Saki Yisera, the extra word Saki teaches me the Limit al Korchok, and it teaches me against my will whether I like it or not. The High Quell and Nirtzasi, that one of them is going for a Nirtza, for one who's there longer. The key with the Trek CV, once you have both, the Sabra, the Tashem Zam Yushav Eslism Amiruba. So Taishav sounds like the one that's going to be there longer. The Sukkah says, I am in love. But the bottom line is the Pesukim are not extra. Zuck the Gemara.
Mr. McGretton?
Yes.
Can a Kohen be an Eved Ivri?
The Machloikas and Masechtas Kedushin, I've got the daf, it's an Amid Beis. Do you know what daf it is? It's a Machloikas and Masechtas Kedushin. If I had to guess, I would say it's about Tazayin Amid Beis, around there, in that area, Yotzayin Amid Beis.
So my question is, if a kohen is an if a kohen is an eved ivri,
can he eat truma?
And on what kind of he is?
Truma.
Can he eat truma? If he
yes.
If he belongs, if his owner is
he's not the owner by an eved ivri. He's not king and kasbah.
He had that already.
He owned his own stuff.
Yes.
Okay. His own truma.
His own truma. Absolutely. The shaila of an eved ivri can be a kohen, can be an eved ivri, is because can he marry a shivcha knanis when he's bored and makes him a balmum? There's all kinds of different issues with a kohen being an eved ivri that the Gemara discusses in Kedushin, but it's not for now.
Okay, and the second question I have is: it seems to me that the reason that an eved knani can eat truma is different than an Eved Ivri, because an Eved Kanani only becomes Jewish because he's an Eved Kanani, whereas an Eved Ivri was always Jewish. But that doesn't seem to be part of the logic of it.
You don't need that. The reason an Eved Kanani can eat truma is because he's owned.
He's owned, plus he would become Jewish otherwise.
I'm going to say something, and please don't take it the wrong way. I'm not politically correct now. A Kayan's animal can eat truma.
Oh.
That's true.
I don't mean Chas v'Shalom to compare an Eved Kanani to an animal. The Torah says, Am Adam al-Chamar. But I'm just saying, Eved Kanani is chayav in a lot of mitzvahs. But he's owned by the Kayan. The Eved Ivri is not owned to that extent.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, we had it. By Kashine Truma. He saw
Kashine
Truma. What? Truma?
Regular.
That's a shaila, whether you're allowed to feed you milk.
Yeah,
I was trying to bring a point across.
Kind of,
the Pesach, mostly. The one by Pesach is extra. And this is where Baruch Meisha was right. A Yisrael who's an Eved Ivri is chayiv in Karban Pesach. He's a Jew! In fact, even an Eved Kanani is chayiv in Korban Pesach. But an Eved Kanani is chayiv in Korban Pesach, he has to eat the master's Pesach. He can't make his own. But an Eved Ivri is 100% Jewish. He can make his own Korban Pesach. What does that mean? Taisha v'sachar lo yaychu bai. A Yisrael, Eved Ivri, can't eat Pesach? Is anything wrong? Even an Eved Kanani eats Pesach. There he's limited. He has to eat his master's Pesach. He's owned by his master. Can't make his own. And Eved Ivri? He said, yeah. So to Gemara, Hi, Taisha V'Sachar, the custom, Rachmana B'Pesach, mind you. Who is this Taisha V'Sachar that can't eat Pesach? He named a Taisha V'Sachar Mamish. It means a Jewish Eved Ivri, 6 years, or Yaivol, should have a Taisha V'Sachar if they be Pesach? But Kaimel on the Gabi Truman Le'achu, he's considered a Yisrael. When it comes to Truma, we don't consider him acquired by his owner. That means the master doesn't own him. The master doesn't own him. He's chayiv in his own Korban Pesach. Teretz is the pasuk is only there, an extra pasuk. Has no halachic consequence. A Taishim can eat Pesach. A Sacher can eat Pesach. So why did the Torah say Taishim Sacher Le'echobai? Therefore, must be its extra words. Now, Tractitus, so the Torah lied? So the Torah said extra words and lied? It said Taishim Sacher can't eat Pesach, and it's not true. So Taishim Sacher means a guy. A guy is a Taishim and a guy is a Sacher. I don't need it. Because I know a guy can't eat carbon plastic from other psukim. So the Torah repeated it for extra words. Taisus, where is it? Taisus elul afluya. V'chibishul afluya kasev sheker? The kasev lo yaychel by v'hem eichlem? V'hem marie, b'sachem v'taisha v'hem gechav. But I don't need it. It's extra words. I know a guy can't eat Karban Pesach. The Torah repeated it to give me extra words. So now I just want to clear. The Gemara makes it sound that if the Kayan did own the Eved Ivri, Yitzhak wouldn't eat Pesach. It's not true. That's what I'm trying to say. And Eved Kanani also eats Pesach. But had he owned him, the Yisrael wouldn't have his own option. He would be stuck with his master. But the Pasuk says, but he can make his own. The Gemara makes it sound that if the rabbi would have acquired him, then we would understand the pasuk. We would understand that it means he can't make his own. He has to do his master's. Would have been interpreted that an Eved Ivri cannot make his own Pesach. He has to eat his master's Pesach. And the Gemara is saying that's not true. The master doesn't own him. So why can't he make his own Pesach?
And there's no logical reason to say that Eved Ivri can't be nimna with the master, right?
He can if he wants to, but it's his own choice. He's not owned by the master. He's an independent person.
I understand, but I'm saying maybe the folks are telling me, and that doesn't make sense, but that he has to make his own. He can't be nimna with the
That makes sense.
It doesn't make sense.
No. That's why it doesn't mean that. Rashi, El the Pesach Mufni, on the Amid Aleph. Hi. Sacher b'taisha the pesach to simla yechul by is extra. My nino ilay b'taisha b'sacher mamish kana king yishana my nirta. Okay, now me like goofel the rabbi, like kana goofel the rabbi. He's strong, are you? He's a good pesach, good yid. B'chayim b'pesach, and this is where Taisha speaks out. Even an Eved Kanani is chayim b'pesach, but at his master's decision. Okay, so therefore we have our extra words. The extra word is by pesach. But that's only one word that's extra. One set. Remember we said there are three levels of Gzeira Shavas. The ones that are open on two sets, both sides, one on one side, the one that's not at all. So we made this at least a middle level Gzeira Shavas. But it happens to be, Rabbi Eliezer, who is the Tana here, happens to hold that a middle level Gzeira Shavas has to be logical. And therefore, we're back to the question. How can we make this Gzeirah Shavah? Logically, Truma and Pesach are not the same. Terence said, you told me Gzeirah Shavah doesn't have to be logical. That's true if it's open on both sides. But this is only open on one side. And if it's open on one side, it's a Machlekes Tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer is the one that holds that a Gzeirah Shavah open on one side cannot be used as a Gzeirah Shavah if it's not logical.
What's an example of logical?
We'll have one. Rashi will bring one for us. We'll have it soon. And we learned that the Amar we use the Xavier Shava for its logical implication, but not for not logical. You can question it. Since the whole Taisha V'Sachar is extra, it's two words, Taisha and Sachar. By Pesach, they're both extra. You know what I do? Shadichad alamed v'shadichad amalamed v'havil gzeirah shavah mufna m'shnei tzadim. Since I have two words extra by Pesach, I only needed one word extra by Pesach. The Torah wrote two words extra by Pesach. So tell me, you know we have gzeirah shavah? The two words by Pesach makes it like one here and one here. And therefore both sides have an open word. Writing two extra words by Pesach is like writing one extra word by Pesach and one extra word by Truma. And therefore, it's an unquestionable Gzeirah Shavah that cannot be questioned. Unassailable Gzeirah Shavah. What? Does not need logic. And this is the end of the explanation of Rabbi Eliezer's Gzeirah Shavah. So it's a Gzeirah Shavah that's built on two extra words by Pesach, but two extra words make it as if it's open on both sides.
Both Toshav and both
Hinsach. Both Toshav and Hinsach, correct. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, B'shamin elay lor b'liyezid, you can do it if there's no logical question. V'myesh l'hashav m'shivim. V'kan yeshuva, here there's a question. Ma'ala Pesach sh'kechayav v'nala, right? Pekul neiser in time, kitalil. Now Rashi brings, where do we see Rabbi Eliezer holds that if it's open on one side, we can question it? So Rashi, l'kamam b'perik mitzvah chalitza. Later on, daf kuvdalon amar alef. Shemina l'Rabbi Eliezer, the amar mufnim itzad echad, l'meidim amishivim. Rabbi Eliezer there tells us, available on one side can be questioned. Diktali. Chalitza b'smal b'sula. Says a woman that has chalitza with her off the left leg. Chalitza has to be done on the guy's right leg. If she did chalitza in the left leg, that's what I think it's talking about, it's possible. Rabbi Eliezer machsher, and Rabbi Eliezer says, chalitza with a left leg is kosher. And the Gemara says, Ramina, my time in the Tanakhama. Where did the Tanakhama get to say the chalitza has to be done on the right foot? Yolov, regel, mimetzaira. Learns it out from Xera Shava, from Mitzaira. Like they put the blood and the oil by a Mitzaira on his right big toe. It says right. Call you say, Rahu. It's an extra pasuk. Why is that an extra pasuk? The Kivin the Siv al Dama Asham. It already said, put the oil where you put the blood. Ubadama Asham Siv Regla Yamanas. And by the Asham it already said, right, big toe. So why did the Torah have to repeat it by the oil? It said, put it on the blood. There was no reason to repeat it by Shemin. Ramina Bamrachas Aperakama, Mufnahi. This whole thing, it says, on the right ear, on the right hand, right thumb, and the right toe, are all extra words, because it already said it by the blood, it repeats it by the oil. So all three are extra. Ear, hand, toe. Ramina b'menachas v'perikama, mufnihu. L'midrashe, yad yad l'kmitza. The gzereshav of yad is to learn out that the kayin has to do kmitza with his right hand. Kmitza is by mencha. Regal chalitza. The regal was learned out that he has to do chalitza with the right foot. And eisen l'ritzia. And eisen is to tell me that the right ear is what's bored. Three gzereshavas. Hand of Dami Sinai, extra words. Ear, hand, foot. Verbally as a machshir chalitza b'smail, the leg of a mitzayra. He says you can't learn it from mitzayra. Nikolimim from Mala mitzayra shkintan, eitz eres v'ezo v'shnita loth. Mitzayra has other ingredients which chalitza doesn't have. And therefore it's not a logical comparison. The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer Loyal of Regal Legum and Mitzaira, he doesn't learn that Akzeira Shavah, but Tanya Minayin Lurtiya should be a min. How do I know that boring is done in the right hand, right ear? And Rabbi Eliezer says, Mishanin Oizen Oizen. And he learned it out from Oizen. Why does he link the Akzeira Shavah on the ear and doesn't make it on the foot? And the Gemara answers, Mishanin and Oizen Oizen Mufna. Eyes and eyes and both sukkim are extra. Therefore, it's an unassailable gzereshava. Regal loy mufna. Only one is extra. Even though it's available on one side, the regal the mitzayra mufna. Hail the regal the chalitza loy mufna v'china. So here you have Rabbi Eliezer differentiating between the gzereshava of the ears and the gzereshava of the toes. And he's saying, one I make and one I don't make. So we see he holds it's a difference between both extra and one extra. So how can he make the Xerish over here? So Rashi keeps the goof of the tzarech. Loi taisha v'loi sacher. I don't need either of the words. So he actually looks the kibshay klau. It's not pashim shat. Have a trek while you say it's two extra words and that's good enough. Yes?
What's the logic by regal?
There's no logic. That's why we slug it up. It's not a logical comparison. Chalitza and Mitzaira are two different things. One needs extra ingredients, one doesn't. Eisen is extra more. It's extra there and it's extra here.
So there's no logic there either?
Even if there isn't, it doesn't make a difference. It's a mufna mishnei tzadim, the Gemara answers.
So what's the example then where we use a logical comparison? Where is that example?
I don't know offhand one. I don't have one offhand. That is a mufna mitarecha, and we use it because it's logical to compare, and all the Xeri Shavah does is add a punishment. I don't know. Answer is I don't have it offhand. Maybe over there talks about it. I don't know. Okay, we'll stop over here.